If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Welcome to the Stadium Club, a WGN Radio deep dive into the homes and future homes of Chicago sports teams.
I'm crossing my fingers that they're in a position to think real seriously about Arlington Heights. There's a lot here to offer, and I'm a glass half full guy. I'm always going to look at things in a positive way. So let's find ways to work together to make this a fabulous development for the next 100 years.
We've made some progress with Arlington Heights on the taxes, but we still have something to figure out from that step. I would just say it's still, you know, making sure that we're being diligent, because this is the Chicago Bears have never had their own stadium. I mean, you think in 105-year, you know, history.
I know how important the Bears are. My wife's from Chicago, and she's a Bears fan. I know how important the Bears are to that community, and so I think everyone wants the right long-term solution. And I think that's the types of discussions that are happening, and that'll lead to that. They're going to be twists and turns through that process. And then you get to the process of having to actually build once you make those decisions ultimately. So there's a lot to do. I think the discussions and the exploration of different sites has been a positive thing.
Now, here's your host, WGN's Ryan Burrow.
You heard there from Arlington Heights Mayor-elect Jim Tenaglia, Chicago Bears President Kevin Warren, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, all respectively. I want to bring in Bears and NFL reporter for the Sun-Times, Patrick Finley. Patrick, you were down in Florida for the latest owner meetings last week, where some of that sound came from. Generally speaking, give us just a little bit of background. What were some of the major topics that were discussed down there?
At the NFL meetings, the tush push was a big topic. The Packers want to get rid of it because two teams are really good at it, the Eagles and the Bills. They have cited safety concerns. There's no real data in on that yet. The Bears are in favor of getting rid of the tush push, according to George McCaskey. Other issues there, the new kickoff that the NFL unveiled last year was on a one-year basis. It is now permanent. So get used to watching the kicker standing alone at the start of games.
Yeah, and this is obviously as NCAA basketball is going on and baseball, and the NFL somehow finds its way in there in the spring to even have some new information. Well, I want to get into Kevin Warren's comments in a bit. We'll dive into that, but NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was there, and he was asked in his press conference about the Bears stadium plans. Were you the one who asked that question?
I was. It was a well-phrased question, wasn't it?
It was. He pointed out, too, that he knew he was going to get that question.
I've asked him that question, I think, at these gatherings, at least for the last 2 or 3 years. So he knows it's coming. And I know the answer he's going to give, which is they support whatever the Bears want to do. So, but, you know, I thought it was important to point out to him that they've owned land in Arlington Heights now for 2 full years, and they still hadn't made a decision. I was curious whether the NFL thought there'd be a deadline. And as you heard, the NFL does not believe in putting a deadline on one of their member teams.
And it seems like he's monitoring. I didn't get the impression he's closely involved in the decision. It seems like he's kind of satisfied with the options. I may be wrong on this, but just based on his short answer that he gave, I'm sure the NFL will step in if needed. But this is really a Bears situation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not the commissioner's decision to make, for one. And again, he's, you know, he works at the pleasure of the, you know, of all the team owners. So he's going to want the owners to do what they want to do. He did point out, though, that he's a little invested because his wife, who went to Lake Forest High School, is still a big Bears fan.
He did bring something up as well. He called it a generational decision for the Bears, which I think most people would agree that this is a kind of a big deal. But I didn't know if there was something more to that because you've got the McCaskey family involved in this. Maybe I'm reading a little too much into it, but I mean, is there an impression that you got that, you know, the McCaskeys are kind of thinking about their history in all of this and kind of the future of their family in owning this team?
You're right. It was an interesting word choice. I think what he meant was this is a decision that you only get to make every 50 years, probably, and that you better make sure you get it right. But using the word generational does bring up the fact that since Virginia McCaskey's death on February 6th, the family now has a slightly different dynamic. There's a succession plan in place that the league signed off on a long time ago. So that's what's happening now. But George McCaskey admitted, in talking to us that, there are challenges. And, one of the things he said was, we have to stick together. And, you can read between the lines there and you can feel the weight that kind of holding the family together now is kind of falling on George because he's the chairman of the team. And he certainly feels that.
And it comes at a time, obviously, with all these stadium discussions. And the McCaskeys were a big part in this decision to buy the property in Arlington Heights, even before Kevin Warren was seated as president. The McCaskeys, they're not Mark Cuban. They're not Steve Ballmer. They are wealthy Americans, don't get me wrong, but they are not in that echelon. And does that make this decision even more interesting? Are they going to have to pull in more people to create this billion-dollar campus wherever it may be?
The NFL approved last year private equity getting involved in teams. And the way that works is a private equity firm can't hold more than 10% of your team, but they can hold 10% of your team. So Kevin Warren is conducting a study of how that works and how that would work for the Bears. He's going to present it to the Bears Board of Directors next month, and then they'll have a decision to make. This is me editorializing a little bit. I don't know how they would afford to build a stadium without doing something like that. That would bring in, cash to get this thing going. And that is certainly a possibility. I think that there are other ways to do it. There are ways to bring in limited partners if they wanted to. But, this private equity thing, the Bears are taking a long, hard look at.
I want to get into Kevin Warren, his roundtable with reporters. I think you were at that, right?
I was.
You guys got some great questions in there about the stadium plans. What were some of your takeaways as far as where they're at this moment right now?
The messaging was very different than it had been the last time we talked to Kevin about the stadium. The messaging has been was different that day than it had been for 13 months. In late March of last year at the owners meeting, they sat there and went, the path for success is to build downtown. The day before the draft, they have a big, unveiling downtown saying, hey, this is what it's going to look like on this museum campus. Let's all get excited. They did it so when ESPN covered the draft the next day, they would talk about it. And they did. I think they showed renderings. That was the big play. And then they didn't and still haven't gotten the momentum to get enough public money to do that downtown. So when they come out now and say, we're looking at both Arlington Heights and downtown, I hear that as Arlington Heights is in the lead now. And they were very intentional with the way that they spoke about it. And they know, and we know, as the ones asking questions, that tone is different, very much on purpose.
I mean, they got the tax deal they wanted, right? I mean, in theory, I don't know if it's everything they wanted, but they got a deal done. The volume in which he spoke about Arlington Heights versus a downtown location seemed to be a majority of the discussion as opposed to downtown.
Yeah, and, and part of that, though, was because, I think the first question I asked it and, he answered it by saying, we're looking at both places. And I think everybody sitting in that room went, oh, this is different. We should start asking about Arlington Heights a little more. And we did. You're right. I mean, volume wise, Kevin did speak more about it, but that's probably, I think, because he was led in that direction by us. There's no question, though, that, he was building up the Arlington property in a way that we haven't heard him build it up in the previous 13 months.
Couple days after the mayor, a new mayor was elected, so that was probably also part of it as well.
This is all you need to know is the night before we spoke to Kevin was the election night in Arlington Heights, and that by the end of election night, Kevin had put in a phone call to the new mayor. So this is very important to him to let the new guy know that the Bears were congratulating him and that they wanted to get together soon.
So.
And he needed an answer, right? So the mayor, he left a voicemail. So if the president of the Chicago Bears calls, usually people pick up, but it was a busy night, no doubt about that. He called Arlington Heights a fantastic piece of land, credited the McCaskies for making that deal, obviously, prior to him coming on. He talked a little bit about a museum campus location as well. So, I mean, Chicago was in the mix. And it sounds from what he said that the stadium is the stadium, regardless of where it goes. The plans are seemingly the same for a dome stadium, whether that stadium is in Arlington Heights or downtown. Is that what you got?
Yeah, that they can tweak it to make it work in either place. It's important to point out that, you know, when they unveiled drawings a year ago of the museum campus proposal, that's not a stadium design. That's just a drawing of a stadium. They're in the middle of finishing up the stadium design now, and they believe that that dome, which will not be retractable roof, and it will not have real grass slide in and out the way other places do. It will be artificial turf. That is going to work whether they build on the lakefront or in Arlington Heights.
Other things that he mentioned would be hotel, housing, residential. So that would tend to lean more to Arlington Heights, because I don't know if you'd have a ton of space for that. At the lakefront location. He did pay a little bit of lip service to Michael Reese, but I think that's an outlier, and I think that was more of kind of a hat tip, it seemed like, to the developer who created this design that probably is going to the trash.
Yeah, he said, I asked him specifically about it because he had mentioned it. And he essentially said, I only bring it up because somebody designed something. We haven't had any conversations about, or we have received no formal proposal about Michael Reese. So yeah, I would consider that a long shot at best.
Still setting 3 to 6 months for a decision. Are you anticipating another kind of hinting ahead of the draft here to try to stimulate some kind of conversation?
I think this was the attempt. I really do. And, whether, they wanted to send one last message to lawmakers to say, hey, we're going to go to Arlington Heights unless you give us the deal that we want to get. That seems like what it's been. I don't know that there's going to be any more teasing. I wouldn't be surprised if they've got a decision made before training camp starts, which would be late July, and perhaps even sooner than that.
Said he still has a strong relationship with Mayor Brandon Johnson. Are you getting the feeling that he's just kind of paying some service there to try to keep the coals in the fire just in case things kind of go sour in Arlington Heights?
Oh, sure. I mean, and he could have a strong relationship with Brandon Johnson, and that doesn't mean that they get a deal done. It's going to take more than help from Brandon Johnson for the Bears to build a stadium downtown. And I think Kevin is very good at playing politics and very good at making sure that everybody feels appreciated. And I'm sure that was part of the reason why he said what he said.
What's next? Is there anything in specifically on the calendar that we should be looking toward for any new decision? They've got the traffic study, right? That in Arlington Heights.
Yeah, they had started a traffic study, and then I think when they got some pushback on the property taxes, I think they halted that. So they've restarted the traffic study. They want to figure out ingress, egress, all that sort of good stuff. I would imagine the next major milestone we're going to see is probably going to come from Arlington Heights, whether it's a vote on this, that, or the other, from the Bears side and kind of from the side where I live. I don't know that there's going to be anything else until the big announcement, whenever that comes.
You like covering the stadium stuff, or you prefer the inside the lines kind of stuff?
I do like it. I like anything that captures the imagination of a fan base, and the stadium thing certainly does. And it gets people fired up. And, I'll tell you, George McCaskey, when I was talking to him, said that, I asked him, I said, what do fans tell you when they talk about the stadium? And he said, usually it's, whichever one's closest to my house is the one that everybody's pretty excited about. And I can tell you this, that I believe last I checked at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning when I'm driving to the stadium, last I checked, Google Maps has it exactly the same length of drive and number of minutes from my house to both stadiums. So I can be very, very down the middle about this in a way that if it were next door to me, it might be a little harder.
Fantastic. I think that one thing that we probably would need to get into more if Chicago is indeed the recommended choice is there probably will be some pushback from politicians, from friends of the parks, from yep. those kind of things. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. All right. Well, good luck at the draft. I assume you're heading to Green Bay.
Yeah. Yes, we will cover the draft. My colleague Jason Leisure will go to Green Bay. I'll stay at Halas Hall. The dirty little secret about the draft is the GM and the head coach stay at home. So we'll get to talk to them in person every day, and we'll see who they pick. With that number 10 choice, they've got a chance to get better pretty quick, and that's what everybody's excited about up there.
Yeah, I mean, more so than a stadium, we want to see a winning team, regardless of where they play. Where can people follow you? What are your socials? Where can people check out what you've got going on?
You can check me out on X at Patrick Finley. I'm at Pat Finley on Instagram, and I believe on Blue Sky as well. Check out the suntimes.com, and we have a podcast called Halas Intrigue, which I would argue to you is the most cleverly named of the Bears podcasts. And you can find that wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you so much. Patrick Finley with the Chicago Sun-Times. Really appreciate it.
Follow WGN's Stadium Club at WGNRadio.com, Spotify, Apple, and any place you find podcasts.